Wouldn't you like to take a vacation from your bills? Well, you can. With credit card balances at an all-time high and Golden Oak's 5.25% rate, you could be saving thousands of dollars after a simple phone call. Call today and get your cash in as little as 14 days and make no payments for 2 months. Visit GoldenOakLending.com to speak to someone today.
Golden Oak Lending cured my blues.
6.19 APR, FHA, 15-year, 20% equity qualified credit. Additional terms apply. NMLS 114937.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest, over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Ah, can't you see it? A sparkling roadside EV quick charge power facility. It's chargers, control panels, and switchgear powering a renewable energy tomorrow that's squeaky clean. We know that unless you have the right supplier, that world might just be a fantasy. But here at Graybar, with years of renewables experience, we live in that world. Get in touch to see for yourself.
We're now ready to depart.
Book your visit at graybar.com. Yep, Graybar does that.
It's a WIP afternoon show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're at Chickie's in South Philly. Ava Graham's going to be here at 6 for, a Bud Light Super Bowl pep rally. You can win Eagles merch and tickets to next season's home opener. Guys, before we get to the top 5 of 5, just a dose of reality here.
Great.
This is the last hour of our show we'll do before the Eagles play the Chiefs in the Super Bowl. This is it.
So is it a leave it on the line Friday?
It's a... give it all you got, leave it on the line Friday.
Beautiful.
Love it.
All right?
Beautiful.
Love it.
All right. Let's get to everybody's favorite part of the WIP afternoon show.
Each the five.
Number five.
At five.
Five.
With Jack Fritz.
Oh, five. Beautiful five.
So we're back from New Orleans. And the great part about it, just it's fun going on those kind of trips with work people. You'll learn more about them.
You sure
now,
do.
Now, Spike, I know you did the top five yesterday of all lies.
Yeah, they were all very true. The top five things I learned about Jack Fritz.
Oh, I didn't get to hear it.
Yeah.
All lies.
They're all true.
Jill was so happy about the phone thing. In my defense, I'm not on my phone that much.
Ike, number three on the top five things I learned about Jack Fritz was, I know Jack loves his wife, he loves his family, he loves his kids, he loves his friends. He loves nothing more than looking at his phone.
You look at your phone a lot.
Way too much.
I don't have that much time.
Dinner, in the bathroom, in the Uber, in the just...
what are you supposed to do?
Staring at the... talk to the people you're with.
I'm always present. It's not fair. Even when I'm on my phone, I'm a great multitasker. Anyway, here are the five people who performed the best in New Orleans of our little trip there. Number five is Spike.
At least I made the list.
Yeah.
Shocked.
We are shocked by that.
Yeah.
But to just power through after only eating fries.
That's a good point.
And continue to show up as a red light player with absolutely no nutritional value in your stomach.
Yeah.
It was impressive.
Thank you.
It was impressive. Now,
I do appreciate that. By the way, it was fries and alcohol. That was
different. I have no idea how you survived for 5 days doing that.
I feel horrible.
But you did.
Thank you.
Yeah, you did.
And they weren't even great fries that
day. No, they were not.
New Orleans food, great. Fries, horrible.
Yeah. And I would have liked to have, because a couple of nights you guys powered on past where I could go. I just knew my limits. And I knew if I was going to get up and do the show the next day.
Well, someone has to be the responsible one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yes, for sure.
You took one for the team.
All right. Thank you. I appreciate that instance. I like making the top five here.
Okay. Number four is Joe Giglio. And why is it Joe Giglio?
Yeah.
Because this is a man who I thought was going to be in bed by maybe 7:30 every single night thinking about his minivan. And he didn't get crazy.
No, but he was there.
He was present.
Yep.
He was present. He was downtown. He was out. He was having it. He even, on the last day, he beat me to the hotel bar, which was surprising.
When we got back from the show, he was already at the bar.
Already there. Joe Giglio.
And I could sense he really thought long and hard about hanging out with me and you afterwards.
Yeah, I know.
He didn't want you to go back to the hotel by yourself.
He was being a team player.
He was being a team player, but I could see it in his eyes. He was like, I think I still do want a drink right now.
And he's probably a good decision by him. Yeah. He did have an earlier show.
The guy wears he weighs a buck 20.
Yes.
And he was pounding back beer down there, man.
He was.
I thought it was a great performance from Giglio. I agree with you.
Now, the orthopedic shoes kind of threw me off a little bit.
Again, they were like about 2-inch heels
right
on those things.
Souls,
whatever. Yeah. And not heels, I guess. And when never mind.
And he was always down. I was like, hey, you want to go see the Preservation Hall Jazz Band? He's like, 5 seconds. Like, I'm in.
Yeah.
I'm in.
Well, this is a guy.
Guy's like he's never been anywhere before.
I don't think he has.
Yeah.
I think he's just scooped up all the time. And he was let out of his cage a little bit.
Yep.
And he did a good job.
All right, good.
Number 3 is, of course, Ike.
Oh, I had Ike at 1.
Nah, someone else is at 1.
Okay.
I don't even know what you're talking about right now.
What?
How did I perform well?
Nah, you're just there. You know,
that's what I'm talking about.
Yeah, but you brought energy.
All the time.
I'll be honest.
Steady performer.
If it not for Ike, Ike's like, look, the guys are on the trip. This is a bonding experience. We're going out.
Yeah.
If it had been me, it would have been, hey, we'll have a drink at the hotel bar. I'll go up and go into my room at 8:20.
Yeah.
But Ike's like, no. We're going out.
Yep.
Let's go, fellas.
And he was nice enough to take a nice half-hour Uber ride in the wrong direction.
You guys haven't told this story yet.
Yeah. You want to wait afterwards?
Tell it.
No, you can.
No, go ahead and finish your top 5. I'll tell it afterwards.
It is a great story. I wasn't there for it. I got it the next day. And a 10 out of 10 story.
The second best performer in New Orleans is Elliott Shore Parks.
Oh, yeah. He deserves Elliott
ESP?
Well.
What did he do?
He was on the radio all the time.
Oh, that's true. That's right. He did work a lot.
He was getting pertinent quotes from people. He was at the Eagles. He was with us. He was tried to interview Chris Sims for 3 days. I swear to God. He was stalking Chris Sims.
Yep.
But I thought, and
when he got the Myles Garrett stuff,
Elliott dominated Radio Row.
Recorded us doing Creed
every day.
The final day.
He didn't go out as much as he did in Phoenix.
No,
he had to work way more.
Believe me, I'm glad he didn't.
I know.
We hung out Sunday. I saw him Sunday in rare form.
He's
that
a dancer.
Was enough.
A tiny dancer.
My favorite part about
Elliott. That's what that Elton John song is about. It's about Elliott.
You can always tell when Elliott has won. Like he's jumped the shark, as they say in Cheers.
Yep. Nope.
Happy days. The other one. Yeah.
Yep.
When he starts twirling his hand like this.
Oh, yeah.
And he starts bobbing his head. That's the problem. That's when you know you've lost Elliott.
So years ago when I lived in Chicago, I dated a girl who told me that she was like, women over 40, when they dance, they just put their arms in the air. And that's what Elliott does.
Yes.
When Elliott's hand goes in the air, that's when you know he's had a few and he's dancing.
Yep.
It's not like the moves aren't that good, but the hand is always in the air.
It's always moving.
I agree. He dances like a 40-year-old woman.
Yep. He does.
Agreed.
Lady coat, lady feet.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
Lady dancer.
It's good. But number one, the best performer in New Orleans. Now, was not there for the first part of this, but was there for the second part, is Cowboy Jim. Cowboy Jim.
Oh, you guys are disgusting.
Wow.
You get one first-class upgrade.
Good job, Fritz.
You are disgusting.
And beers on the way down.
By the way, you left Hugh off the list.
Well, I didn't see him.
Okay, you saw him the first night.
The reason why we left Hugh off the list.
Because he was sleeping at
dinner. He was sleeping the whole time.
Yeah.
He must sleep 16 hours a day. He's a bear.
It's a lot of walking for the big fella, man. He had to walk a lot.
Well, especially the early morning humidity.
Yes.
Having to walk to the convention center.
Yes.
He was probably sweating up a storm. But Cowboy Jim got minis on the way down for Ike and Hugh. He got me free beer. He got Giglio a free beer. And then on the way back, we're just walking onto the plane. And all of a sudden, there's Cowboy freaking Jim. And he's like, hey, I got you guys first class.
So let me tell you the best part about this, though.
Unbelievable.
We go to check in.
Yeah.
And I give the I forget what you even call them, the people who bring you on the plane. Anyway, she's checking the ticket.
Yep.
And she says, you're flagged.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. So me and Jack look at each other like, what do you mean flagged?
Yeah, we're both flagged.
Terrorist type.
So we had no idea why we were flagged. She said something about the seats. I didn't even pay attention. She just handed us new tickets.
New boarding passes.
New boarding passes. We get on. That's when we find out we've been upgraded to first class. He had our ticket flagged. Cowboy Jim did.
Wow.
So he did that on purpose. So we would get a little concerned about it, and then he put us in first class, and we saw him as soon as we walked on. And I was like, oh, my goodness.
Yep.
Cowboy Jim is
and,
here,
and
man.
He had a sign handwritten that said, Cowboy Jim sucks.
Sucks, yep.
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 He gave us a bag of food at the end.
Once again, yep. Jack, always about Jack. The number one performer because he got a first-class upgrade. At
what
the,
is it?
By the way, it wasn't even part of the trip. It was the end of the trip.
It was.
But he participated in the first part, too. I have a new motto for me personally.
Yeah.
What you got?
Private courses only and first class only.
Well, yeah. And by the way, the first class you got on those planes isn't even great. It's good first class. It's not even like what first class can really be.
Sure.
Which is unbelievable. But even just having a bigger seat. And
it's all it was.
Yeah.
Yeah. Stop trying to rain on our parade because we got first class and you didn't.
Yeah, I did get first class. I just had to pay for it.
Well, there you go.
It cost me $100.
I'm just saying. Okay. So y'all ready to hear this cab story, I'm sure, this Uber story.
Yeah. Well, hold on.
Before that,
this hour brought to you by Guided Door and Window. Take advantage of Guided Door and Window's big winter sale through the end of February. Save 40% off all doors and windows. Call 877-GO-GUIDED or visit goguida.com. All right. So here's the story.
All right. So when we broke away from you and Joe Giglio the other night.
Wednesday night.
Yeah, we've been hanging, right?
Yep.
We're going to meet Donovan, and one of his buddies is with him. So he gives me the name of the restaurant he's at that they're hanging at, having a couple drinks. I'm not from New Orleans. I don't know where the hell any place is at. So you just can't give me the name of a restaurant, have me punch it in Uber, and then there's six restaurants come up with the same name, and I got to pick which restaurant you're at.
Yep.
Right? In order for the Uber to get there.
Yeah.
So the Uber gets here. I take a guess as to which one we're in.
Always a good idea.
Long story short, it wasn't the right one, but the funny part was the ride to the wrong spot.
I don't even think it was a restaurant, was it?
It was a church.
Yeah.
What do you mean? Where we wind up at?
Yeah.
Yeah.
On the outskirts of North.
Y'all want to tell the story? Y'all want me to tell the story?
No.
Okay. Don't interrupt the story.
I'm sorry. I thought you were skipping over that part. I'm sorry. Continue. I'm sorry.
And took the flow away from the
story.
Sorry. Yes. So, long story short, we're on the way there, and Jack and I are like, dude, this can't be the right place we're going to because we're driving away from the damn city. Like, we're driving away from downtown. I'm like, I don't think Donovan will be all the way out here. We're like, would he be out here?
How far?
This is 15 minutes into the ride. It's 15 minutes into the ride.
And just for context, everywhere we went is within a 1 mile radius.
Yes.
Hey, I'm Andy. If you don't know me, it's probably because I'm not famous. But I did start a men's grooming company called Harry's. The idea for Harry's came out of a frustrating experience I had buying razor blades. Most brands were overpriced, overdesigned, and out of touch. At Harry's, our approach is simple. Here's our secret. We make sharp, durable blades and sell them at honest prices for as low as $2 each. We care about quality so much that we do some crazy things, like buy a world-class German blade factory. Obsessing over every detail means we're confident in offering a 100% quality guarantee. Millions of guys have already made the switch to Harry's, so thank you if you're one of them. And if you're not, we hope you give us a try with this special offer. Get a Harry starter set with a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, shave gel, and a travel cover. All for just $3 plus free shipping. Just go to harrys.com and enter code STYLE at checkout. That's harrys.com, code STYLE. Enjoy!
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So here's the thing. I'm over here mumbling to Jack that, dude, we can't be going to the right place. This dude don't know what he's talking about, this and that, the other. And I mumble, this bleep don't even speak English, right? Because it was a foreigner that was driving. He says, I do speak English.
So he heard you talking trash.
So he heard me talking trash about him in the back seat.
Yep.
And then when I said he doesn't speak English, he's like, yeah, I do speak English. needless to say, I'm apologizing the rest of the ride the whole time. Like, oh, my bad, man. Yeah, that's not what I meant.
And tipping, extra.
And I had to tip him extra just for that because we got to the wrong place. And the first tip I gave him, he was like, he saw the tip, right? Because they could see it. The Uber, they could see it.
Oh, you did it right in the car. I usually wait. Okay.
No, I did it when we got to the wrong spot.
Oh, because you needed him back to go again.
So I didn't want to call another Uber. Right. So I needed him to take us to the next destination.
Okay.
And I was like, oh, man, I'll tip you. Don't worry about it. So I paid him the $20 that it cost to go there.
Yep.
Tipped him $10.
That's a big tip.
That's 50%.
Yep.
Damn near. And I heard the grunt. I heard it.
Yep.
But I was already in a bad spot already. I already insulted the man. So I was like, oh, don't worry about it. I got you. I add a little something extra on there to it. So I wind up tipping him $20 more. And then he says, I forgive you. So he got a $30 tip out of me, all because I felt guilty for saying, this bleep doesn't even speak English.
See, you were scarred from when we went to Queens, and we literally had an Uber driver that didn't understand anything.
Yep.
You thought it was one of those situations.
Well, here's the thing. The accent is thick.
Yep.
He was mumbling stuff. Didn't sound like English to me. But it doesn't mean he doesn't understand English.
Right.
He clearly understood everything I was saying back there in the back seat.
And then
by the way, we had already had a few in us. We were together before we left, so you know I'm in a different state of mind now. So I we had a few in us already.
And then we got close to the location, started walking. We got out and just walked the rest of the way.
Yeah.
The place Donovan was at was
That's
less
the best
than a quarter
part.
Mile from our hotel.
Yeah,
it was literally up the street from our hotel.
You could see it from our hotel.
Yes. So I paid $50 basically to just take a trip around the city real quick.
Well, you know what? That is the money you didn't pay for the tip for the Uber driver that got your iPhone that I ended up paying, that I tipped three different times.
Yeah.
It all evened out. Yeah.
How did I hear Hugh lost his phone in the cab?
Oh, did he?
Yeah. I don't think so. I guess he was on the air talking about it today that he left his phone in the Uber on the way to the airport.
You can't send us 5 days somewhere and not have something go wrong.
I was so happy I didn't leave my phone. I was listening.
Priority number one.
Yes. Yeah.
We apologize to that Uber driver.
Yes. Oh, man, listen. You don't know how many times I apologized on that, the rest of that trip. I was hoping we didn't get dropped off somewhere. We weren't supposed to get dropped
off. He could have done that.
That's what
to
I'm saying.
Too.
Yes, he could have been like, get out.
Yep, I'm not taking you back.
Yes.
Yep. 215-592-9494. Finally, Colin in Limerick. You're on WIP.
What's up, guys? Hey, sorry about that. My phone was acting up and pissing me off. But then I think about what's going on Saturday, and then I listen to Rios's hype phone call, and it feels like electricity is going through my nervous system, and I can't help but giggle in excitement, because I feel like the Eagles are this defense. Okay, this is a scenario. They come out to the DMX song, What's My Name?
Yep.
That, like the beginning of that song, it feels like a nightmare, like a monster murder movie is about to happen or something like that. And everything goes fine. The Eagles show that it's an impressive win, that they are squarely the better team. What I see happening at the end, though, is it's something like 32-34-20. And Mahomes has about 4 minutes left.
Mahomes.
And he goes down, he scores a touchdown, and then a two-point conversion, which makes it, what, 28-32? I'm accounting for if Elliott freaking misses an extra point or something like that.
What?
They stop a three now. They stop a three now. Okay. And then Mahomes starts driving again. And Brandon Graham works the magic again. He causes a fumble, but the referees think that his arm was going forward. And then, a few plays later, Nolan Smith comes and does what Brandon Graham should have originally done. That, or I see like a batted ball by Vaughn and Reed Blankenship intercepting it. Kansas City isn't as good as they were last time, and our defense is better. But you can never, if Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes, man.
Mahomes.
If Andy and Patty. That's what's like. And you know, Spike, come on, like Tony Dungy, Todd Bowles, bro. You're trying to differentiate rhinos or anything like that.
Rhinos,
you know what I mean?
He was also a Bucks coach.
Yeah,
give me a break.
I know.
Yeah. all right. Have a great Super Bowl, guys.
All right.
Oh my God!
I don't know if he got
Colin down the shore.
I think he got E right and the S at the end. I don't know what the letters were in the middle there.
He sounded like he was being tortured.
He did. Well, there's nothing.
Yeah. You sound like that.
Ego.
You sound like the bird sound effect that Jack uses.
There's nothing. I think the happy giggle or like angry. Yeah, that's terrifying. Yeah. Sounds like a freaking.
Oh yeah, he's scary. He's a scary sounding guy.
Oh my God.
Mahomes.
That was a real one.
Yeah. Know? Yep. Not a Tommy one. It is a on the record Friday. You got to tell us what you think is going to happen on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Devin in Roseland. You're on WIP.
Yo, what up, fellas?
What's up, brother?
What up, Devin?
Yo, Ike, can I get a little bit of that juice, baby?
He must have been drinking that Ike juice.
Buzz is like Yoshi now at the Ike juice shop.
Yep, right on.
I don't even let you finish. Yeah.
Pause.
There we go.
We
all
love
right,
it.
Devin.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Devin.
Hey, how we doing?
There we go. Man.
So here's what's going to happen. Patrick Mahomes all season, he's looked to the refs. Every time he's looking to the refs, he gets his call. It's so talked about, it's so known about. The refs can't really do this now. So when he starts to get pushed, when he starts to hands in his face, you know, that little extra push, that little extra, you know, that sack, that there's no call because it's just a sack. That's going to get in this man's head. And he's going to make mistakes. And then Saquon Barkley's just going to feast. He's going to put Taylor Swift on a leash and walk her around the stadium. This is the Eagles' year. Everything is coming through Philly. It already came through Philly. Detroit, yeah, psych, it's Philly. And now we reap the benefits of all season watching the best team in football. It has always been the Eagles, and that is a fact.
All righty.
Devin, why is Taylor Swift on a leash?
Because Saquon Barkley is the dog walker.
Why is he the dog walker?
Because he is the best player in football.
Okay, all right.
We're going to see it.
Yeah, I just need to tie it all together. Yeah. That's a good one, Devin.
We'll get there.
Yeah, that's, you know, not everybody's an A student. You get the occasional C student. Or maybe the A student gets a C on a test. It's okay.
Not Rios today, though.
No. Rios delivered. Rios always delivers. All right. Coming up next is your final chance to go on the record Friday, the final half hour of the last WIP afternoon show before the Eagles play in the Super Bowl on Sunday. 215-592-9494. Coming up next is you. And the text line, and that's about it. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. We're Chickies in South Philly. Remember on Sunday, all the big game action at the official sports bar of the Eagles. Find a location at chickiesandpeets.com. So we got home from New Orleans last night. Got home. It's very late, 1:32 in the morning. You know who was very excited to see me? My dogs. Love them, Scotchy and Rebel. Wife woke up, sort of happy. Dogs, very happy. That's how you feel about your pets. It's a very, very loving relationship. You have this big day on Sunday. They got to have the big day, too. That's what the lead dog, George Perrini, thinks. If you're going to party on Sunday, they're going to party, too. So every Dogs and Cats Rule has NFL-licensed Eagles jerseys in every size. Tiny dog, big dog, doesn't matter. Bandanas, toys, collars, leashes, fresh-baked birds-themed biscuits, and this week only, a special savings on beef jerky and chicken. Buy one, get one free on Philly cheesesteak jerky and Kansas City barbecue chicken jerky. Buy one pack, get the other free. And as I've told you many times, the thing that I love best about Dogs and Cats Rule, look, I love the high-end nutrition products they have there. I love the supplements, the treats, all that. But the staff is A+, can answer every single one of your questions. They have the knowledge. They have the patience. They have, and they're waiting for you. Like I said, 7 locations, 5 in PA. That is Newtown, Doylestown, Maple Glen, Bluebell, and New Hope. 2 in Jersey, Pennington, and Princeton. Dogsandcatsrule.pet. Shop small, shop local, shop family, go Birds.